You're listening to Vatican Radio.
German police say a Syrian man who was detained after a two-day manhunt appears to have links to the so-called Islamic State group and was preparing a major attack. Stefan Boss reports that the arrest comes amid concerns in other EU member states over a lack of coordination between counter-terrorism authorities.
German officials say key suspect Jaber al-Bakr, who arrived in Germany as a refugee, was detained in a flat in the eastern city of Leipzig early on Monday. The man had reportedly sought help from another Syrian who alerted police after letting al-Bakr sleep at his flat. The hunt began after police found very volatile explosives at al-Bakr's flat in Chemnitz, south of Leipzig. In the initial raid in Chemnitz early on Saturday, 22-year-old al-Bakr evaded capture as officers fired a warning shot in a botched attempt to stop him. However, police managed to detain three other suspects in connection with a bomb plot allegedly planned by al-Bakr, prompting evacuations, explained Tom Bernhard, press spokesperson for the Saxony Criminal Investigation Office. It is necessary to mention that we have evacuated people in the area, he explains. The cordon of area is so wide that we can almost rule out a threat to the local population, which has cooperated with the police. With the key suspect now also in custody, police hope to learn more about what could have been a massive attack on German soil. Police found a detonator, explosives and a kilo of chemicals in the Chemnitz flat and said an explosives belt may have been nearly ready. Similar explosives were used in the deadly jihadist attacks in Paris last year and Brussels in March. However, Hungary has suggested that more coordination is needed between different European authorities to avoid attacks in the European Union. The Hungarian Anti-Terrorism Center said it had 8 telephone numbers that were used by terrorists involved in bombings in Brussels and Paris. 6 of these numbers were activated by SIM cards for mobile phones that were purchased in the name of a homeless person. But the center claimed that French and Belgian authorities had not even noted suspicious calls from Hungarian telephone numbers and had not informed their Hungarian counterparts about these suspicious activities. Hungarian authorities say 14 of the terrorists who participated in the attacks in Paris and Brussels traveled through Hungary between the spring and autumn of 2015. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.